Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot, Jim Colley, not far from me. We're going to have a great Wednesday despite all the uncertainty in the world, I guess. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's great. It's starting to feel like fall, though. Just bang, out of nowhere. Welcome fall. It's going to be cold and rainy now.
Yes, which is exactly what I want to get to in the pre-show. This is good. There's a big question here. And
okay.
There are a couple questions, and it kind of floats house to house dependent on kind of your heat source or your secondary heat source or maybe both heat sources. This is the $1 million question, the $25,000 question, the $12 million question, however you want to phrase it, within your house. What is that threshold and where is it for a couple things? Because for me, I was faced with it this morning. I don't even know what the temperature is right now. It's probably warmer than it feels because it just is like the first cold time. Right? Let me see.
I think it's in the mid-50s or so. I think I saw Ron Smiley say it's like 55 out there right now.
Feels like 38, though, like in my house.
Right.
It feels
right.
Kind of cold. If you have one of those gas fireplaces, what's the first time you turn it on for the year? Like, what's the temperature got to be? That's one of the questions. The second one, too, is when does the heat kick on and where do you set it? These are big kind of bring up this time of year questions, especially that first time. Fireplace thing. Let's go with that first.
Okay, you want to do that? Okay, I was going to work backwards, but that's okay. Well, the fireplace is dependent upon, obviously, where your thermostat is set. So we set our thermostat at, like, it's pretty chilly during the winter, 68-ish, okay? 68. Because in the main room of the house, the living room, let's just call it that, that's what it is, where most of us, the four of us, spend most of our time, we have that fireplace, and we flip that on, and all of a sudden the temperature jumps up in that room, it feels like, by like 8 degrees. So we've turned it on once already. There was a cool morning, I want to say maybe like a week ago, and we flipped it on one morning because it had just been serviced the day before. They came out and checked it for the year and all that. Everything's good. And so we flipped it on that morning. We're like, and you get a little bit of that smell, you know, like the burning dust smell. And it was nice to just take the chill off the room. So it's got to be down in the upper 40s, though, before you're flipping that on.
Right. See, I was very cold this morning for some reason, probably because I have shorts on. I should have put like sweatpants on. But anyhow, I was thinking about flipping it on just to kind of get it going and get that jolt because it does. It warms the room that it's in disproportionately more than the other rooms because it's just like right there. But my thought was I don't want to do it for the first thing while people are sleeping because of that smell. And I don't want them to think that I'm burning down the house get hit with like that nauseous sort of fume kind of stuff. And so there was that. So I decided against it. Not that I'm freezing cold right now, but I am colder than I should be. I actually should have brought a blanket up to do the show. But anyhow, so the temperature for me is probably on. If I have that on regularly, it's probably 36 or so where I want it. 36 to 40. But you're right. There's a game that's played with that. Obviously, it's a fire. The nearer you get to it, the warmer it is. But it is so out of proportion. Like, if you sit by a chair, on a chair, near that, it's warm.
We have the little brick fireplace thing in front that you can sit on, right? So the kids will, sit on that, and you touch their back after they've been sitting on it for a couple of minutes, and it feels like they're going to spontaneously combust. But then you get more than 10 feet away from it, 15 feet away from it, and you don't feel the heat at all. You've got to be judicious with it. That was very considerate of you to not fight. That burning dust smell is one of my least favorite smells because it just I can't deal with that. And if I woke up to it, it would be the exact opposite of like waking up to the smell of cooking bacon or something. That burnt dust smell.
That burnt dust smell. The first time that you turn on your fireplace for the season, it's one of those. Every time it does this for me, and I wonder if it does this for other people out there, you question if you're poisoning yourself. You go, I wonder if this is the time where this thing is bad for me, and this is when that one monitor thing goes off, that CO2 or whatever monitor or some sort of fume monitor goes off in my house, because it just doesn't feel right that I can taste gasoline in my house right now, or whatever the hell this is. It doesn't feel right that I taste my fireplace. So that happens every year the first time that you do it.
You know what I also get from that burning dust smell is flashbacks. It instantly takes me back to Assumption Catholic School over in Bellevue, where the radiators would run in the little lunchroom, and it would be 86 degrees in there, and it smelled like that no matter how quickly or how early in the season they would turn the heat on. It didn't matter. It always smelled like burning dust, those radiators. And for some reason, that's the place I'm instantly transported back to. The kid with the cheap Steelers sweater with the holes in it, with the bowl cut, just sitting there in the lunchroom at Assumption, smelling the burning dust. I don't know why. It makes me think of first grade all over again.
I believe Assumption is on Ed Sprague Avenue, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, yes.
Right?
Ed Sprague Avenue.
We used
right
to play
down
them.
The street from Coons. Yep.
No, we did. We would play them. I'm trying to think where they played, though. Did they have a gym right there at Assumption, or did they play like...
I want to say
did they merge with somebody and play at like a public school?
Well, they may have played down at Northgate Elementary.
That's
I'm not
what I'm
sure.
Thinking.
I don't know.
I think they played.
I was seven. It was the
but
only
I know where
year
the church
I went
is.
There.
Ed Sprague Avenue. It's right there.
Yes.
It's a nice, colorful church inside.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Because my great grandmother would go there, so I'd have to take her from Dakota Avenue to Ed Sprague Avenue.
Ed Sprague.
Well, no, in the roads, like where she lived on Dakota Avenue, it was like the same brick from 1903.
Oh, yeah. They still all of those cobblestone streets are still the same. Like, Bellevue is not resurfacing their side streets off of Lincoln anytime soon.
No.
Every time you go, the sound of my youth is riding in the back of my aunt and uncle's station wagon to go to the Giant Eagle in Westview Park. And just going over those bumps in the brick roads and just the sound that you go over a bump or hit a pothole, you go a little bit faster. That sound, I can't even replicate what it sounds like to be sitting in the back of a car going over a cobblestone street as a kid.
Oh, I know. And I remember my great grandmother's house that on one side of the street, I can't make this up. On one side of the street, you walked. They had just porches that were level with the ground. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you just walked, like you could walk out of your car door, take two steps and right into your door. It was like level. On the other side of the street, you had to go up 179 steps.
Yes. You just described every street in Bellevue.
I know. Who thought building a neighborhood here was smart? You know, why didn't they just leave the hillside part of it alone and build the houses higher or something?
Right. If I take three steps that way, I'm going to trip and possibly roll down the hill into the Ohio River. If I take three steps that way, I'm going to gain about 75 feet in elevation.
Oh, and I just think of my great grandmother who came from Ireland that lived there. That was like 93, walking up those stairs, like no salt on the steps, had a handrail.
Oh,
I'm good.
Man.
It's fine. But no, there was like 170 steps that you'd have to go up carrying giant eagle bags. And I'm like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't move across the street where there were, I'm not making this up, no steps, zero steps. It was flat right onto your porch. Oh, Western Pennsylvania. But those, and the thing is, whenever you went to my great grandmother's house, you couldn't even go out on the street and like play anything because the cobblestones were so rickety that like you couldn't play street hockey.
Yeah,
you
couldn't play. Yeah, or like wiffle ball in the street or something like that. You couldn't play anything. Like you had to go over the next street over or somebody else's, or you had to go all the way down to the park or something like that.
Oh, man, Ed Sprague Avenue. That church is nice, though, man. There's a lot of old, nice churches. Anyway, Guy Texan says he doesn't like that smell. This is a good thought because it signals the cold stretch ahead. Point taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can't put it off forever. You can't let the cold win.
No, that's the thing. You have to have that smell at some point. I went so far as to ask the guy from the fireplace company, the last time he was here, when he was servicing it a couple weeks ago, like, is there anything we can do about, like, is there like a, he's like, no, that just has to happen. Like, it has to burn off that stuff and then you're fine. It'll be great. It's not going to smell the rest of the winter. It's going to be perfect. Just, it's the first time you got to just burn it off. It's like, all right.
Oh, yeah, that is just, it is tough. I was thinking about it this morning. I was right in, and I said, I don't want my kids to wake up and think like I've incinerated myself or something really crazy is going on, or they need to call and then fire trucks come and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have an old neighbor that his thing was tied into like the fire department. I think mine is too, after a certain time. Like if I, you know, it's an alarm company, then they call me, and then if I don't give them a code, or which I don't know,
right?
So I hope my wife is home, and then after a certain time, if I don't answer, then the fire trucks come. But his was like, if they were just boiling water and it went on the thing, the fire trucks would come, and they were at his house like
that's
three
no good.
Times. No, I was like, my man, You gotta fix this. Like, you gotta get a little.
You gotta tighten up your system or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh goodness, what a pre-show! Like, we're just kind of putting off the inevitable. I don't even want to talk about what the big story is. I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want it crossing my mind. I want the world to just be football season. I don't want any of this nonsense to talk about. They did. We're told here by Rob. Rob is a good guy. Rob and I have gone back and forth at times over nonsense, but he's actually a really good dude. Rob said that they played at Avalon Elementary, down the steps to the gym. That's
Avalon
where I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought they played at a public school. We played them, Assumption. There was like 13 Assumptions around here, but yeah, we played Bellevue.
Yeah.
Bellevue Assumption. Easy. Okay, last thing before the pre-show. Easy fix.
Yep.
Open the windows for 5 minutes when you first turn on the furnace. It's as good as gold. You believe that one?
Okay. I'm down to try anything to get rid of that smell and not instantly be transported back to the lunchroom in first grade.
Yeah. You know what? That did smell like the lunchroom in first grade, but it happened like all year it would smell like that. It wasn't just the first time.
What? Was there that much dust in the radiators that it just was constantly burning stuff? Or were we just, like you said, slowly being poisoned?
Yeah, probably. Jesus falls the first time. Jesus falls the second time. Like there was a lot of stuff they were feeding us. But I'll tell you, they had great Mexican pizzas. I remember the basement was also the cafeteria.
Yeah, the Mexican pizzas.
Oh. And a tomato soup. And First Fridays. Did you get half days on every First Friday month? Oh.
We would get, and we'd also get once a month, you'd get McDonald's for lunch. Oh, it was great.
Oh, we didn't.
Just get a fish sandwich on Friday. Oh, yeah.
We would sit at the same tables that were used for bingo, and you'd, every once in a while you'd be eating, and you'd look down at 10 bingo chips there. You're like, what's happening here? What's happening here? Stop being babies. Suck it up. We've been smelling it since we were five. Okay. We're not being babies. We're just pointing it out.
What's wrong with you guys?
Text line on fire. We're going to bring in Chris Wallace to moderate all of this today. I think.
That should go well. That should really move the proceedings along. Better, end with everybody yelling over each other.
Better moderator, Chris Wallace or Jerry Meals? Who's better? Anyway, Matt Clement at 7, Ray Fittipaldo at 8. Tracy Wolfson, NFL on CBS, right, producer Matt? Huh?
That's true.
Yes, what's she doing this week? What game is she at?
She is doing Patriots-Chiefs.
Ooh!
Oh, we'll that's a big one.
Yep.
Bought all of it at 9:30. Hello to you. It is the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.